Whenever I can, I love to visit a particularly remote fishing village on the west coast of the UK. It's probably not everyone's ideal place. The weather is very unpredictable, changing from brilliant sunshine to cold fog in seconds, and there's really not much there apart from a pub, a shop, and half a dozen tiny houses. But it has an unspoilt natural beauty. Visitors tend to stumble across the place by accident, and either move on quickly to a livelier place, or stay for a while, awestruck. One evening I was enjoying a pint of ale, sitting at the bar in the pub, when a rather distraught lady came in. "Can I please use your telephone?" she asked the barmaid. "My car's broken down in a rather precarious place, about a mile away, and my mobile doesn't seem to work." "Well," said the barmaid, "our telephone's not working, and they can't fix it until tomorrow. But don't worry," she said, fetching her own mobile phone from her handbag. "If you take mine," she continued, thrusting it in the bemused woman's hand, "and go to the little bridge across the river, opposite the shop, it'll work there." Later that night I got chatting to the woman after her car had been rescued and she had booked in for the night. "I couldn't believe it," she whispered, "so trusting of that sweet barmaid." "Truly, on-spot natural beauty," I thought. "And the surroundings aren't bad either."